bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, now we get to meet lots of comedians, but we had a very spunky one in today, Joel Dommett.
Yes, he's such a babe.
Babe, you've seen his show you were very impressed, weren't you?
Yeah, I loved it. I loved his show. It's very good. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It's my favourite of the festival so far.
Wow, that is a big recommendation.
But also, he's a very genuine human being.
He was a very lovely guy and we had a great time interviewing him. This is the Triple Threat Podcast.
Friend of the show, Joel Dommett.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Those crowds aren't real, just for you guys that are listening. There is not 20,000 people in here.
Excuse me.
Don't ruin the illusion.
What?
This is radio.
They're all here to see the hottest radio duo of all time.
Well, now because we're usually a trio, but our co-host, who's also hot,
fit.
Is away. Very fit. So you can replace him.
I mean, I'm free. Let's do this. I'm here for the rest of the day. Come on.
Was that your Aussie twang?
No.
Oh, I thought that was you trying to be Aussie. Like, I'm free.
Oh, no. I think it's already happened. I've been here for 2 weeks and I'm turning into one of you.
Oh, please don't. There's enough of us already.
Now, you were saying as we brought you in that you're a bit fragile.
I am a little bit fragile.
What's wrong, honey?
I got a tattoo yesterday. Silly thing to do.
No,
voluntary
what?
Pain. What was... all I've ever wanted, I just want to be cool, guys. I just want one of the cool people.
You've got a tattoo.
I know, I've already got one, which is silly. I talk about it in my show, which you can see. Thank you
which
so
I
much.
Which I have seen,
So this is...
It's not a small one.
It's not a small
one. We're talking about his tattoo.
So he's pulling... He's pulling up his jumper.
That is also very painful. For different reasons.
Oh, stop
pulling
it, stop
up
it.
His jumper and he's got a big...
Blushing.
What is it? I didn't really get a good look. On your arm?
Yeah, so this is the story of it. So I went in for... Basically, my grandparents, they went to see a film called The Paradigm Case with Gregory Peck in it in 1949 for their first date.
For their first date.
Your first ever date, yeah.
Adorable. Where is this story going to a tattoo? Wow. Continue.
So I went to see... So I thought, I'll get a tattoo of that.
Of Gregory Peck.
Of Gregory Peck, because, you know, it's a lovely romantic thing to do. And... And so I went in, but the tattoo artist had a very big tattoo on his face. And I found it really hard to disagree with a man who has a tattoo on his head.
Absolutely.
And
give me all your money.
Exactly. And so I went in for a small one, but then it ended up coming out with a massive tattoo of Gregory Peck's head.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's not very good radio, but it's very big.
Listening, it's the size of his... entire forearm.
It's basically the size of a real head.
Yes. A real baby's head.
When we get a snap with you after the interview, I'm going to get you to pull up your jumper and show it in the photo.
Absolutely. Right.
So, what's the new tattoo
amazing.
Of?
So that's and it says Paradigm Case on the bottom. That's the movie that he was
just in. Just in case anyone.
So,
I haven't seen it, but apparently it's very average. I honestly haven't seen it.
Are either of your grandparents, are they still around?
They are, but I was like, Mum, look what I got. My mum was like, oh God, she hates when I get tattoos. Mm. And she was like, oh, it's the film my grandparents were seeing on their first date. And my mum was like, do not show that to Granny.
Oh, really?
You should, like, and then make her feel guilty for it.
Yeah, it's like, look, it's all for you, Granny. It's all for you. But the new one, I'll step away
get up.
From the desk.
Oh,
oh, the
really
glad wrap's still there.
Oh, my God.
Is that Katy Perry?
No.
It's not
Katy Perry.
From now on, yes, it is Katy Perry.
So we've got pretty much the whole side of his body, of his torso, is a huge lady.
Wait, turn around a little bit. Oh, wow.
It's really
amazing.
It's very
amazing.
Pretty.
It's very amazing.
It's amazing.
How do you shower with that?
He hasn't showered, by the way. It's fresh. I'm not saying you smell.
I can't shower yet.
But you're about to finish that sentence with, by the way, he smells.
By the way, stinks, can't you tell?
It's not a bad...
Sorry, I'm ruining everything.
No, sit down. I'm worried for you. It looks... it's so big. You must be in a lot of pain.
It's very painful. So, yeah, you've got to rewrap it and all that stuff. And it's such a silly thing to do, isn't it?
How long?
An impulse thing?
That took... No, actually, I wanted to get it done for a while. I know the guy who does it. And so he lives here. So I was popped in. The first session was four and a half hours, and yesterday's session was like seven.
day.
I know, a full working day. Imagine what I could achieve if I wasn't an idiot.
So much.
I could have read the Bible.
In the studio with us, Joel Dommett.
Yes. I'm going to make you get it tattooed on your back so you remember it forever.
Not going to happen.
So you were saying to us, and I'm really curious about this, that Aussie crowds are pretty cool. They're very...
Really cool.
You said that they're very good with whatever time the show is, they're very presentable.
Yeah. I'm at a 9:45 town hall, everybody. And everyone's just so great. They sit there and they're like, when you do Edinburgh Festival every year in August, 9:45 would be considered quite a late time. Yeah. Because by that point, everyone's just a bit leery. Mm. You'd sort of, especially the weekends, people would definitely pipe up and be a bit like, and that was Scottish. And here, you don't have any problems. Touch wood. I mean,
maybe I reckon it's the type of people that you're attracting. Yeah. I think you're just attracting the right people. Because I was at a show. I think it was Tom Ballard's show that I saw that had some rowdy people in it.
Yeah, that's true. That's maybe I just attract. There's going to be tattooed hoodlums now.
Well, yeah, as soon as the word gets out, there'll be face tattoos all through your crowd.
Yeah, just like, he's one of us. It's going to be great fun. But yeah, they're so nice. Even when you do late night gigs, what I was saying, like midnight. Everyone just sits there and, you know, and people do get involved and it's lovely, but it all feels like it's kind of with joy, so to speak.
Yeah. And how do you find the material here? How do we respond to your material as opposed to elsewhere?
I kind of travel quite well, really, in terms of my material.
It should travel anywhere, Joel. You're so talented.
Oh my God, James has a crush on you.
Guys, thank you so much. He did say it was his favourite show.
Well, and I believe
I did. You know, I wasn't a lie.
I don't want you to sort of favour other comedians, but, you know, it was his favourite show.
He hasn't said that, and we've interviewed quite a few comedians.
Yeah.
So I can say that.
We can vouch for it.
Yeah.
Only speak the truth.
Speak the truth. Need to get a tattoo of it now, please. Please do.
There was something that I really connected with in your show.
Oh, yes.
And that was meeting someone on public transport.
Yes. Okay, cool.
It didn't go very well. I won't give any hints to how yours went because, you know, everyone's going to see your show now. So
everyone in the world.
I don't want to give anything away. But we did go on a date and let's just say the conversation did not flow.
Yeah, but, it's difficult, isn't it? And that's essentially what my show is about. It's about meeting that person who you see them. And there's something weird about... weirdly romantic about public transport, and like I love airports because I feel like I'm in a movie at airports.
Yes, me too.
And I feel like I'm going to meet like the person that I'm going to be with the rest of my life in an airport. In reality, if you do pluck up the courage to speak to that person and eventually go on a date with them like you did and to give it away like I did in my show, it's never that way.
There's only like I've been like on a lot of planes and there's only been once.
All right, mate, chill out.
Yeah. They've been short. Okay.
We've all traveled.
I've traveled a lot.
But like there's only been once where I've sat next to a gay or B, an attractive gay, like put together. Like, it's just, it never happened.
I know a couple that got together from sitting next to each other on a flight to Queensland.
Ooh.
They very recently got divorced. But up until very recently, they were together for 10 years.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's a good innings.
Yeah, so I might just leave that bit off about the divorce.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's fascinating. I think it's fascinating. I just think so romantic. I'm just a romantic at heart, you know, guys?
Oh, Joel.
And you still got a couple of weeks left.
Very exciting.
So everyone can, like, go.
Everyone.
Everyone ever.
Everyone can go in the world. There is plenty of room. So,
and quickly, what's on after the Comedy Fest?
I've got to go back and do a gig. I get back on the 3rd of May. And then I have to do a gig at the O2 Arena in front of 17,000 people on the 6th.
That sounds hard.
Imagine performing in front of 17,000 people when you've got jet lag.
You'll be right. It's easier going that way.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
No. I disagree, but anyway.
Imagine like being an accountant and then one day just having to do accounts in front of 17,000 people. I would say it's a different
They're all watching your numbers.
Gonna go, oh, tax. Oh, God. Oh, no, no, no.
I don't know how you guys do it, seriously. Kudos.
Well, if you want more information and tickets for Joel Dommett, you can head to the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au. His show is Conquer. It is highly recommended. It's been given a lot of stars.
Thank you so much.
And most of them by me. So,
thank you for those stars.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.